As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more 5-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain. This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. This podcast is brought to you in part by Wistia, the video hosting platform for business. Go to wistia.com/rocketship and get a 90-day free trial.
Welcome to the Rocketship Podcast. I'm Matt Goldman.
I'm Joelle Goldman.
And I'm Michael Sacca. Today we talked with Thomas Knoll of Knoll Coaching. And what did you guys think?
This one was really, it really applied to, I know, myself and Joelle. I'm sure listeners have realized by now that Joelle's name changed to Goldman a few weeks ago when we got married. And just hearing about the struggles that entrepreneurs face, you know, whether they're working with their partner or just have partners that have to deal with the tough challenges and schedules of the realities of being an entrepreneur. So hearing Thomas talk about it was super helpful and really interesting. So let's get into it.
Rocketship is proudly supported by... Did you know that Earth Class Mail can automatically deposit your checks as soon as they arrive? I asked Claire Liu, the CEO of Know Your Company, what this means for her.
The part that I love the most, though, is the automatic check deposit. It's the fact that it automatically, you know, the minute the check arrives, it takes care of that whole process of depositing it for you. Yeah, it's just so nice.
Go to earthclassmail.com/rocketship and get their starter plan for 2 months absolutely free. You've probably heard of it, Maybe you've read it. It's the book Hooked by Nur Eyal. And now we have partnered with Creative Live to bring you an amazing 14-part series taught by Nur himself. And it digs into the psychology of how to make your product sticky. I learned a ton by going through this course, and I know you will too. It's essential for anyone building products today. So we've put together a list of our favorite classes, including this one by Nur, at creativelive.com/rocketship. And if you go there right now, you get 30% off any of the courses that you purchase. That's creativelive.com/rocketship. Go get the Hooked course today. Bench is an online bookkeeping service that provides you with tax-ready financial statements from professional bookkeepers. This week, I talked to their manager of client experience, Margaret Gray, about what working at Bench means to her.
I grew up with my mom. She ran her own consulting firm, and I saw her wrangle with her books every single tax time, and it was so painful for me, and I was just a kid. And so Bench not only takes care of that pain with really cool experienced bookkeepers, but we also take it to the next level by pairing it with this really simple, elegant software that's easy for our clients to use and then our bookkeepers to use as well.
Go to bench.co/rocketship and get 20% off your first 6 months today. So Thomas, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I am excited to kind of catch you at the beginning of this new venture that you're starting with your wife now. Yeah. So tell me a bit about Knoll Coaching and how it came about.
Yeah. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's fun whenever you realize the thing that should have happened.
Okay.
is like what you're doing. It's kind of like we didn't know we were preparing the past, 10 years for this. So my wife is a licensed marriage and family therapist, psychologist. And she's been doing that, I think it's 7 or 8 years now. And so that's kind of been her gig. And then I've been building online communities for 19 years now. And the past, 8 of that was in, early stage, high growth startups, San Francisco, Bay Area, Las Vegas, very tech startup, focused. Had some successes, learned some things, masterfully failed at one of those attempts to start a company, but was able to sell the last two. And so we've kind of lived through that. And so after I sold my last company, we had a kid on the way, so we moved back home to Minnesota. And I was kind of looking around on like, what is it that I would want to do next? And to think about that, what are the things I, love the most about, the last couple of things? And I was still thinking obviously next up is I have to start another, tech company. But as I was thinking about what did I love the most, throughout the process of the last couple of companies, I've been a mentor at 500 startups. And with Up Global, which is now TechStars, and New Me Accelerator. And that was kind of the part of all this that I love the most. And Kim has been primarily, most of her clients over the past couple of years have been entrepreneurs. And it's like, well, why don't we, become partners and start a actual coaching practice and do this whole thing next.
So is it therapy for couples or is it coaching for entrepreneurs?
Yes, no. So it's definitely not therapy because, there's like the whole medical definition of what that is, an insurance-based definition of what that is, and a different set of things that happen. It was just particularly interesting, because in the a co-founder and I had had a particularly feisty day couple years back, and we got home and Kim was helping at the startup at the time, so she kind of had front row seats for all of this, and we get home and we're kind of eating in silence, and she looks up at me and she's like, you know, startup founders are a lot like the dysfunctional families that I work with. It's like, you know, probably 80-90% of the things that, you know, she would work on with, you know, families and couples would apply to founders and teams, you know, because it's all the same stuff. It's trust, it's communication, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's, you know, vision, it's, you know, being vulnerable and open and allowing influence and, like, you know, all of these things. You know, whether you're a couple or whether you're, you know, ever been a co-founder in a business, you know, all of those words probably resonate pretty deeply.
Yes.
So it's a lot of the same types of things that have been, you know, a lot of research and have been done on the, you know, psychology side and on the family therapy side. So this isn't therapy, it's coaching. But it's, this is what I, you know, kind of was alluding to earlier of, it's like this aha moment of, like, our lives have kind of been preparing us for this. You know, because this isn't, you know, like the life coach where someone's like, oh, I just want to, you know, be a coach and tell people, you know, send them Instagram photos of cute sayings and tell them, like, you know, believe in yourself.
You know, follow your passion. It'll take you everywhere.
Yeah. You know, it's not that type of thing. It's much more like the, you know, sports metaphor for coaching of, you know, let's run drills, let's practice things, let's discover where we're getting stuck and work on, you know, new habits, new skills, let's, you know, do research, understand what's, you know, behind these things and really kind of unlock that next level of, you know, going pro at this thing.
When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And, backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. This episode is brought to you by Yahoo Finance. Wouldn't it be great if you could see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place? With Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views with multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Honestly, this has been a lifesaver for me. I've used Yahoo Finance to consolidate all of my various 401k and investment accounts so I can see everything all in one place. And it makes it incredibly easy to manage. So if you're struggling with that, check out Yahoo Finance. For over 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. You can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart a great investor, and that's how Yahoo Finance ensures that you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. So go to yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination.
So how do you guys go into a company and approach these scenarios? Because I know there's a lot of things that can be going on. Is it more like on the communication side, or are you helping them set up processes? How do you and your wife kind of balance the angles that you hit this from?
Yeah, I think that was one of the, especially for me, this was one of the biggest changes. You know, before I was advising or mentoring companies. And as a, you know, I think advising is kind of broken because, you know, your average advisor owns, you know, a percentage or, you know, a quarter point up to, you know, 2 or 3 points of a company for being, you know, listed as an advisor. it's, you know, the kind of average things that happens is like, you know, there's lots of fires going on, and it's never the biggest emergency to be in touch with an advisor and get help on preparing for the future. It's more like, you know, a call on like, oh my God, this is happening. How do we fix this? You know, or just like that monthly little update of like, here's our numbers and we're doing this and here's our next big thing. And thanks for, you know, investing in our company. It's like, what? I didn't invest. Obviously you're just forwarding me the investor email. And so that's why I think advising is broken. For me, most of what I do is that shift where it's still more similar to advising than like problem solving. But the biggest shift is now I advise a person. You know, so I just call it executive advising. And so I'm not advising the company, I'm advising a person. And so a couple of people have kind of told me like, oh, you're kind of like my consigliere. You know, like the, you know, if you think of, what are those great mob movies, Godfather or The Sopranos, or, you know, there's always the consigliere, you know, the person that, you know, they lean on the most for advice. They're not the boss.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but they just kind of like lean on them to get stuff done, or, you know, and usually that's the person who will say things to them that no one else will. You know, like you're going to ask, you know, they can ask me questions. They're not going to ask their employees or their investors. They're going to, you know, talk about things that they may, you know, really, you know, in a positive way, they want to work on and improve the relationship with the co-founder. And so, you know, we're going to talk about things that, you know, they may not feel comfortable just bringing up straight to their face. Because I know that I need to figure out how to communicate this, or like, am I wrong about this, or, you know, or am I wrong or are they wrong? And it's like, well, what if it's a little bit of both or neither, but it's just about the communication or the how decisions are made, or, you know, working those things out. So it's less to get all the way back to your question. You know, it can be so many of those things. It can be really a lot about communication. It can be a lot about productivity. It can be a lot about, you know, determining what you really want from your business and your life. It can go in a lot of directions. For us, it's about making a new space that's often missing in entrepreneurs' lives to be vulnerable, be honest, and try to get better at the thing they do. You know, we say like, you know, the good news is it's easier than ever for anyone to, you know, do a startup and create a company. The bad news is it's easier than ever for anyone to start a company.
Right.
You know, and if you listen to Dave McClure, you know, it's all about like, you need that, the hustler, what does he call it now? You need the, you know, a designer, a hustler and an engineer.
Right. Right.
And that's great. Those are great things that like, now you can take those and build and, you know, start something from scratch. It's more and more common for people to start companies without having any management experience or communication experience. You know, they're running full steam ahead on, you know, hacking and growth and building and MVPs and, you know, making this stuff work. And then you look up and it's been working and you've hired like 8 more people and you're like, I don't know how to manage. I don't know how to influence. I don't know how to take you know, criticism or direction or request from people. I don't know how to sort those things out because we've never had to do those because I'm a hacker, hustler, or hipster, I think, right, is his latest version.
Oh, nice. Not even designers anymore. Now we're all just hipsters.
Yeah, that's right. Now that you have a Tumblr, everyone's a designer.
Right. So do you find, I mean, you've advised for 500 for many years, seeing lots of companies kind of come through. Do you find that there's like a difference in emotional maturity or kind of, or even just kind of the ability to be vulnerable? And does that translate to the success of the company ever?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much to unpack in there.
Okay.
So I think I'll avoid the maturity question.
Okay.
You know, just because, again, it's called 500 startups. They've invested in probably 1,000 by now. You know, so you have people all over the place. So I just don't feel like it works to, you know, make some kind of sweeping statement about like all founders are immature now or, you know, whatever.
Oh, no, I didn't mean immature, but like emotionally in control or able to communicate. As opposed to kind of like getting offended or defensive or not knowing how to interact with founders and employees.
Yeah. Well, and so that's like, what's interesting is like that, that's across the board, for a lot of people, you know, even in huge corporations, it's common for someone to all of a sudden, you know, to get a manager job because it's the next step up the ladder, but their skill set isn't in managing. Mm. They were just very good and have been around a long time at, you know, designing or coding. And so the way to progress is, you know, like, well, now you need to manage 20 of whatever you used to do. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be great at that. Maybe you were way more effective and great and have more passions and enjoy doing the work of, you know, the thing that you actually know. And that's the thing is like now, you know, people can go learn how to design and practice hours and hours and hours and do lots of exercises and see output in design. Or there's code schools and, you know, whether that's through a whole engineering degree or whether it's, you know, one of these 4-week code schools where you get out with a 100K job writing Ruby. They're still like practicing that thing and doing exercises and there's output and you get to, you know, work with someone else and see where that goes. And there are so few places now where we have that level of practice and exercise and looking at results from culture, communication, energy, productivity, you know, so the skill set of being able to manage a team or a company. We just don't have, you know, even MBA programs, it's rarely about the people side of business. You know, it's about, you know, spreadsheets and business models and case studies. And, you know, so
there's very easy places stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And you can Google it and just look up the answer anytime you want. Maybe become, you know, even better at those things. But where's the place where we get to have a, you know, mentor, teacher, coach in our life helping us learn how to communicate or deal with stress or overcome fear or exercise vulnerability or, you know, all of those things, you know, it's just missing. So I think it's a huge opportunity. And what's fun is it used to be like, you know, if you came home one day and said like, well, they assigned me a coach at work, they're like, oh, are you on suspension? Like, you're going to get fired, you know, next quarter if you're, you know, whatever doesn't, you know, go up.
Yeah.
And now it's more like, oh, I got assigned a coach, you know, this quarter. I think that I'm on the fast track for, you know, whatever the next thing is.
Right, right. So you guys are starting a course for entrepreneurial couples to kind of understand each other's point of view, as I understand it. Why did you guys want to start there? What was the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, so we didn't really start there because we've been doing this work with individuals, but it just kind of kept coming up over and over again of where, you know, like my boyfriend or my wife or my parents or you know, my partner in life, you know, I'm adding a lot of stress to their life and they don't understand what I'm doing or I don't understand why my partner is doing, you know, this startup thing. Even though Kim and I have lived through this for 8 years, it's still every year that we're doing this type of business instead of getting a quote unquote real job. It's hard. And even, you know, even with her being a marriage and family therapist and me not being in my first rodeo, it's still one of the most difficult pieces of living through, you know, being in a startup. So it just kept coming up. And so it just seemed like a real opportunity to help both sides of a relationship really better understand, you know, and have empathy for what the other person's experience is going through building a company. And more importantly, you know, once you understand that, now what are some of the things that we can build into our life that help us become better at the communication, the understanding, the putting up boundaries, the having structure, the, you know, when we talk about certain things and how to carve those out so that, you know, it doesn't have to be, it can still be difficult, but it can be, you know, survivable. Because unfortunately, you know, on the extreme end of this, there's a lot of, you know, divorce and breakups that happen mm-hmm. in, you know, high risk business yep. families. And there's far too much, even one, but there's definitely more than one, you know, suicides that end up happening. And so that just isn't okay. And so we just felt like it was a really important place to, you know, give people that coaching experience, but in a way that extends beyond the business and into their lives.
What's gotten you and Kim through 8 years or longer of you know, understanding both sides of, you know, of, you know, her understanding you, you understanding her, that you guys have been able to stay together through the ups and the downs?
I have no idea. Wait, that's not supposed to be my answer. I mean, so first of all, it's been very hard, because, you know, even though we have like these whole sets of tools and understanding, it's, living through it is still hard. You know, money stuff is still scary. Time commitments are still difficult. Decision fatigue still makes, other people not feel, you know, like, what do you want for dinner? I don't care. Easily translates to like, I don't care about you. I don't care about what we're doing. I don't care about anything except my, you know, company. Yes. Or, yep. you know, like, so all of those things, you know, are hard. I think the easiest takeaways, this is like one of the first things that we tell anyone we've ever met on here. I think one of the things that was really helpful was I had given Kim a copy of Founders at Work very early on, kind of before diving into starting our own, starting my own companies, that, you know, that she was around. And so it gave, you know, because I don't know if you've read, you know, for people who haven't read or heard of Founders at Work, it's this great book. I believe Jessica Livingston, Y Combinator, curated this, and it's stories from, you know, companies like Hotmail and Lotus 1-2-3 and, you know, like big companies that we've heard of, but rarely hear the really crazy intense stories of how they almost fail, how many times, you know, it almost completely fell apart, how hard it was, you know, at the very beginning. Because it's a lot easier just to hear, like, you know, Instagram gets bought for $1 billion and all it does is take pictures. And so why isn't it that easy for you?
What are you doing wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are we still broke?
Exactly. So I think that, you know, so that was one thing that's so easy to take away is like, you know, if you're going to be starting a company and you have a partner or spouse that's, you know, also doesn't know what that is like, pick up that book to at least, you know, have a little more context into like how intense and crazy it is. And it can still pay off, but this is what, This is walking on a tight wire. There will be lots of gasping moments.
Right.
And then on the other side for me, you know, again, just Kim's practice and what she's done, you know, for so long as a therapist on communication tools, trust, you know, dealing with fear and anxiety, you know, so she had a huge set of tools that she could, you know, teach me, and then we could practice together, and still, you know, struggle with, but at least know that, like, when, if a fight goes down a certain path, like, you know we have this tool. Let's try and use this.
Yeah, no, it's powerful. And yeah, having that conversation is hard. And it's real. I've done it.
The struggle is real.
It really is. I think Matt and Joelle, you might have a slightly different, because you guys are working together.
Yeah, I feel like in a way, you know, the response we get a lot from people is like, oh my God, I could never work with my significant other. It would drive me crazy. And, you know, to us, we just kind of laugh because we met at work. We've always worked together. So that's all we really know. But I think we have a really different experience from what you just described, because we totally get what the other one goes through on a daily basis. So there's no mystery there of, like, you know, what happened between 9 and 5 or realistically like 7 and 9. And so I think because there's a lot more visibility, there's a lot more empathy there just naturally.
Right. And that's huge. That makes a big difference, just being able to be empathetic to the other person's experience.
Do you think it's possible, Thomas, to create that kind of communication in couples that maybe aren't always working together, but could be that empathetic for each other?
I'm insanely biased, but I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of the folks who listen to Rocket Ship, you know, even this itself is full of great resources on, like, why bother recording a podcast that teaches people, you know, how to scale a business or to improve your conversion rates on emails, or to, like, everything you're teaching people. You know, we understand from a business side,
right,
of like, I can learn these things, I can apply them, I can measure how helpful they are, I can get better at them. You know, maybe I'm stuck in a local maximum and I need some outside perspective to be able to understand that there's a, you know, another maximum outside of the, you know, the little testing bubble that we're stuck in. And so I absolutely believe that we can do similar things with values, understanding, empathy, communication. Like, those can just as easily be practiced as any of these other skills that exist in businesses. We just have to choose. And they tend to feel a little bit more weird than, you know, optimizing conversion rate to Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
But if you zoom out, the steps aren't all that different. But instead of click here and touch, you know, that button over there and then measure these two different versions, it's, you know, like, let's try, like, we know that we tend to fight about this whenever that comes up. So let's just practice right now this kind of fight and that kind of fight, and then talk about which one felt better.
Oh, so even like techniques for just having a discussion in a way that doesn't blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And that's why I mean, like, this is really about new habits and new skills, because, you know, you practice that fight before the next time it comes up and it feels really silly, you know, just like some of the business testing that we do feels really silly. You know, but we practice it ahead of time, and there are two different approaches and techniques, and we're different types of people. And so I can tell you why, like, well, this is why you know, I enjoyed version A of talking about that because it really felt like you could hear me, because it felt weird to you that you had to repeat back to me everything I said in your own words. But because you did that, I felt like you really understood, and it seemed like we had a much better direction of a conversation than whenever I escalate and then you escalate and then I escalate and then you escalate and then we say, screw it. We'll talk about it some other time.
Right.
So I think that anyone can learn these things if they choose to sit down and practice the skills and work through, you know, even just wanting to be able to have a better relationship.
And it sounds like these, I mean, when you're developing these skills, like what I'm hearing is we may be talking about relationships, you know, in the last 5 minutes, but that same relationship is your co-founder and is your employee, and that same empathy and conversation skills are carried over into those relationships as well.
Right.
And they can be the difference between success and failure just as easily as a Facebook ad optimization.
They can be.
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm really excited.
Good. Me too.
Thomas was the first person I called when I decided to shut down my last startup. And I don't know why, but I was just inclined to call you and just kind of talk through what was going through my head. And that was incredibly helpful. And I know, you know, we've talked about those kind of things before, but just the gentleness and the way that you kind of led me through it, really helped me in that time. And so I'm excited to see kind of, you guys taking this and kind of being able to coach other people in the same manner. So, yeah. So tell us where can we sign up for the course? How do we get in touch with you? And how do we keep up with Noel Coaching?
Yeah. So all of those, probably one of the easiest is just go to KNOLLcoaching.com. That's KNOLL coaching.com. And there's information about the course on there, as well as our, you know, and this is like a cohort of people all going through a 6 weeks course together. The rest of the information on the site is for individual coaching and individual the executive advising.
Cool. Yeah.
And actually, for listeners of your show, when they get to the Gumroad page where they get to sign up for the course, if they put in Rocket Ship, they'll get $100 off of the 6 weeks course.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Rocket Ship Podcast. If you enjoyed it, we have tons of other awesome episodes on our website. Check them out, rocketship.fm.
And if you'd like a transcription of this show, we have now partnered with Jot Engine, who does some fantastic transcriptions. So you can go to rocketship.fm and check out this episode's show page, and there'll be a link for the transcription. And if you'd like to get a transcription yourself, go to jotengine.com and sign up.